With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Israel and Hamas are preparing for indirect negotiations in Egypt tomorrow as hopes are rising for a possible ceasefire in Gaza.
There is cautious optimism here in Israel. Families of the hostages say that this is the closest they feel that they've been in months. Still, they say they're not going to believe it until they see it. Deals have been derailed before. They say that they are putting all of their faith in President Trump to see this through. Palestinians in Gaza say that they are not going to believe that this is happening until the bombing stops and until the war is actually over.
That's correspondent Sam Mednick reporting from Tel Aviv. A federal judge in Oregon has temporarily blocked the Trump administration's deployment of the National Guard in Portland.
That order was issued late last night, pending further arguments in a lawsuit brought by the state and the city. The Pentagon had said it was federalizing 200 members of Oregon's National Guard for 60 days to protect federal property where regular protests are taking place, especially at an immigration enforcement building. The judge's ruling held that, quote, the protests were small and uneventful, unquote. In reaction, a White House spokesperson says, quote, President Trump exercised his lawful authority to protect federal assets and personnel in Portland, unquote. George Williams, Washington.
Speaking a short time ago at the White House, the president said he believes he justified in deploying 200 National Guard troops to Portland.
Portland is burning to the ground. You have agitators, insurrectionists. All you have to do is look at the television, turn on your television, read your newspapers.
Two people are dead and a dozen others injured after a shooting near downtown Montgomery, Alabama. Police say three of the injured are in critical condition. This is SRN News. A Tennessee pastor is calling for churches to be prepared for natural disasters.
Travis Tyler of Grace Baptist Church, Elizabethton, Tennessee, calls for churches to serve their communities faster by being prepared for natural disasters like Hurricane Helene, which struck the Southeast a year ago. In an article for Baptist and Reflector, he says disaster relief reflects the gospel's heart. Jesus came to rescue the perishing. Churches should act now. Convene a disaster preparedness team this month. Pray for gospel-driven compassion. When disaster strikes, be ready to serve as Christ's hands and feet. I'm Bill Alexander.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will stop scheduling patients for abortion starting this week as it works to find a way to provide the service in the face of Medicaid funding cuts in President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. Abortion funding across the U.S. has been curtailed due to the pro-life advocates and their representatives cutting federal funding. This is SRN News. The biggest tomb in Egypt's famed Valley of the Kings is now open to visitors after a two-decade renovation.
Mohammed Ismail, Secretary General of the Supreme Council of Antiquities, says the tomb was discovered in 1799 and rediscovered in 1915 by Howard Carter, the archaeologist who discovered the tomb of King Tutankhamun.
The tomb, of course, was unfortunately discovered completely empty, so it was stolen before. Even the sarcophagus, only the lid of the sarcophagus is still there.
The tomb has been under a Japanese-led restoration project. Amenhotep's mummy was moved by ancient priests to the tomb of his grandfather, also in the Valley of the Kings. I'm Donna Warder.
A 53rd Albuquerque International Balloon Fest Fiesta filled the skies today. More details at srnnews.com.